Good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast. Today, we're continuing on with our do-it-yourself retreat in preparation for the Marian consecration. And today, we're doing day number 6. Should we really give Mary everything? Part 2 from yesterday. Okay, so yesterday we looked at how and when we fully consecrate ourselves to Mary. We give the right to distribute the graces of our prayers and our merits to others. But we saw that it all works out even better in the end. Today, we turn to ourselves. Isn't it crazy to give everything to Mary, all the value of our good actions and prayers, and so appears before God with empty hands? No, it's not crazy. Remember, Mary is not outdone in generosity. If we give all our merit, she shall give us all of hers, and that is a big deal. I once read a story about a saint on earth who had a vision. In her vision, she saw the saints in heaven in their different degrees of glory. With some saints, she was astonished because they had risen so high in the glory as to be worshiping God with seraphims themselves, the highest choirs of angels. And at a time, I read a passage from the diary of St. Faustina, in which Faustina had a similar vision of heaven. She related that if we were to see the difference among the degrees of the glory in heaven, we would be willing to suffer anything on earth just to move one degree higher. After reading this testimony, I have not only want to go to heaven, I want to reach the highest degrees of the glory in heaven that I possibly can. There is an easy way for us to do it. We give Mary everything. We rely not only on our own merit, but hers. St. Louis explains, the most holy virgin who never let herself be outdone in love and libertarian, seeing that we give ourselves entirely to her, meets us in the same spirit. She also gives herself in unspeakable manner to whom gives all to her. She causes him to be undefiled in the abyss of her graces. She adorns him with her merits. She supports him with her power. She illuminates him with her light. She inflames him with her love. She communicates to him in her virtues, her humility, her faith, her purity, and the rest. In a word, as a consecrated person is all Mary, so Mary is all his. Now, despite the consoling words, one might still be troubled and say, that's great. I'm in awe for having a high degree of glory in heaven. But what about worried about is purgatory? I'm afraid if I give away all my merits, even to Mary, then I have to suffer purgatory for a very long time. St. Louis responded, the objective for which came from self-love and ignorance of the generosity of God and his holy mother. Refuse yourself, a fervent and generous soul who gives God all of his without reserve so that he can do nothing more. Only live, only for the glory and reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through his mother, who makes the tiring suffering of himself to bring it about. With this generous and liberal soul, I say, be more punished in other world because of his being more liberal and more disinterested than others. Far indeed would I be from the truth. Rather, it is towards that soul that our Lord and our Holy Mother are most liberal in the world and in others in orders of nature and grace and glory. Okay, this is settled. And we'll get the gentle rebuck on top of all of it. St. Louis repeats the important point. Mary is not outdone in generosity, and especially the generous with her, and we shall be especially generous with us. He makes another good point, the gentle rebuke. He says that kind of concerns come from self-love. So yes, we should think, aim high. Yes, we have the holy ambition and want to reach the highest of heights of holiness. But our motive should be not of self-love, but rather it should be of what would please God and give glory to him. We should keep this important point in mind when tomorrow we read about the answers, the awesome benefits of being consecrated to Mary. Today's prayer, come Holy Spirit, living in Mary, help me to give great glory to God by his giving all I have to Mary. Amen. And so today I hope we think about what we can do to help others. One of charities I am involved in is helping kids with cancer and their families. I found out some news that some of those children don't make it. I pray and I know their sufferings, and they will be in heaven, and hopefully in the highest points of heaven. For those who suffer, the little ones, suffer for our Lord Jesus Christ himself. So if you could find it in the heart to help in any way this charity, Ariel Anchor Cancer Foundation, you could just check it on that sponsor. It would be much appreciated. Good things will happen to this charity because they do good things for the least of us. Amen. God bless you all and have a great day. And I look forward to tomorrow, and please come back.